It's 7:50. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
A report by the Project on National Security Reform says the way agencies recruit and train national security personnel isn't good enough. The study says agencies focus too much on their own missions instead of working together, and it recommends a new approach and a new type of employee to improve how agencies at all levels of government coordinate. The project is a nonpartisan organization funded by Congress, foundations, and corporations. A 26-member coalition leads its work to modernize government by reforming the national security system. The group announced the report's findings at a forum earlier this week. Several panelists were on hand to discuss why the national security approach needs reform. Retired Major General William Navis says the current human capital system for national security personnel is well behind the times.
We have a system that is 60 years old, 1947. I mean, it's Sears Roebuck catalog sales competing with Amazon One Click. You won't dream of doing that. Well, that's how we're running our country.
Navis is a former director of the National Security Professional Development Program established by President Bush in 2007, and it's meant to promote the professional development of national security professionals, which makes perfect sense. It focuses on integrating professional development education, training, and interagency experience opportunities. Now, Navis says that program is a good start, but doesn't do enough to address the underlying barriers to reforming the national security human capital system.
The issue in hindsight is that you need to have a structure in order for this personnel systems to flourish and to work. And without defining the profession, without defining national security in 21st century term, without assigning missions or roles or functions to the departments and agencies and expecting them to develop those capabilities, it is very hard for them, without any additional resources, to develop those capabilities.
Navis says the country is long overdue for a discussion about what national security means today. He says many people assume the Defense Department handles national security when it's actually a responsibility of every agency. Navis says a clear definition of national security is needed to produce competent national security professionals. He also says the government needs to change the way it develops these professionals. He says training programs only lead to replication. Employees simply repeat processes without evaluating them. Navis adds that education, teaching employees how to think, will lead to innovation, and adds that bureaucratic and political mindsets must change also, so the national good doesn't get lost in the process.
Our committee structure, Congress, our culture in the departments and agencies is that everybody wants to be the best they can be. Therefore, you have to spend all your budget, because if you don't spend it all, next year you won't get as much. If you are not efficient, I mean, the congressional committees won't allow you to give defense money to state, because that is their appropriation. So what you wind up is with all these stovepipes trying to be the best they could be and maximizing their output, but when you need to work together as a country, as a team, to solve common problems, the system works against you.
Navis says the administration needs to provide strong leadership by identifying threats, defining security, and clarifying agencies' roles. He says new personnel policies will only take root if the administration provides an environment that lets them.
All right. And that Federal News Radio reporter Meg Beasley actually produced this report, got all that information together for us, so thank her for that.